Hello.
Hi.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast.
Woo-hoo.
It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.
I don't want to bring this up because I know we've discussed this before, but I feel like I am the woo girl.
You are the woo girl.
I don't know where the woos come from.
See, I thought I was the woo girl, and then I met you, and then I realized, whoa, there can't be room. There's no room for two woo girls.
Well, I mean, there would just be extra woo in the room. Was, so, like, it could be a little overwhelming for some people.
Yeah, no need for that much woo.
We
so
can trade
I,
if you
I
want.
Turned my woo down.
Okay.
So now it's more like a whoa, or like a hey. So I'm a hey guy now.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So, you know, we've been dealing with cold temperatures and there's cold temperatures all across the Midwest. Arctic blast is what they're calling it.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a Mountain Dew flavor and not a weather thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think so.
There's Arctic something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, or it's like Arctic. Maybe is that a Gatorade?
Or a gum?
I think there's a Gatorade Arctic Blast.
Probably.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that, even last night, I was just like that. I had that overwhelming feeling of, oh, my gosh, it feels so great to be back in my bed.
Yeah.
Because it was so warm.
Uh-huh.
And it was so comfortable. But I realized, you know, as I've gotten older, do you get to this point where you get into bed and you just have that not woo, but just that, oh, my God, this is great.
Yes.
Feeling when you get into bed.
Yeah. I wonder when that transition exactly happened. Because you remember being a kid where you're like, but I don't want to go to bed right now. And nowadays it's like, please let the sleep time come quicker. And just so you can snuggle up.
Absolutely.
I'm not much of a comforter person, though. Like,
no?
I need just blankets and sheets.
So
just,
you do, how many blankets? What is your ratio blankets? You don't do comforters in the wintertime?
I do have one now. I used to have just a duvet.
Okay.
That I'd put over
duvet.
That. I know. It came in a pack.
Do you have a coverlet? I have a coverlet.
I think
that's what Jocelyn calls it. I'm like, that looks like a blanket to me. And she's like, no, it's a coverlet.
You like, get it right.
Okay.
So I have my sheet. And then this really warm fleece blanket, and then two kind of like just throw blankets that I put over there. So there's not a whole lot going on, but usually when I'm going to sleep, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be super toasty.
Yeah,
so that's why I don't do the comforter
anymore. Sweaty. Yeah, I have a comforter on right now that I like, but it's like a down blanket that it's like, it would be great for camping in the wild because it would keep you warm, but in a heated house, it kind of, you start to sweat after a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can be uncomfortable later on in the night. So you do a duvet cover as well over the top of your comforter?
No, I haven't done that one in a while. And actually, the comforter that I have now is brand new. My aunt gave it to me, but I'm afraid to put it on the bed just yet with my kitten because I don't want her scratching it up because she's scratching at all my stuff at the moment. And, I mean, some of the stuff I've had for a while where I'm like, okay, at least it's older, and I'm waiting until she actually grows up to put something like that on the bed.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are wondering, like, what are they talking about? Why are they talking about their bedrooms and the comforters and blankets? This is the most boring podcast I've ever listened to in my life. No.
there's a reason.
There's a reason. The reason I'm talking about that is there's this hashtag that's going around all over social media right now, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, they always say if walls could talk, what would they say?
Oh.
But what about your bed? What would your bed say when you're not around? Like if you went back to your bed and you could say like, hey, but what's new, bed? What would your bed say?
Let's see. I'm trying to think because, okay.
I've got some examples of stuff that's been going on if you want to think about what your bed would say.
Okay, I will think.
this is one. This doesn't need 40 throw pillows.
Yes.
Yeah, here's another one. Let's play! Or, you're always welcome here.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Mine would be saying, ouch, stop scratching me, you jerk cat. That's probably one.
That's one that's on here is it said, what the cat did while I was at work, you don't want to know.
Another one would be like, Wrigley really likes it here. He does. He always like when I leave for work in the morning, like I'll take him outside, bring him back in, wipe off his paws. Then he looks at me and then looks at my room and then runs to my room.
Right.
So that way he can jump on the bed and just fall asleep there. He always takes my spot. Even when I try to go to my spot, he's always right there. I'm like, dude, you know this is where I sleep.
It's
move over.
It's to warm it up.
Of course, which actually works really well.
That's what Plinko does. I mean, he covers about a foot of the bed.
Yeah.
Because he's tiny.
I'm definitely lucky. Like, Wrigley covers the majority of it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, thanks for keeping my pillow warm.
Yeah.
But, you know, what would your bed say, you know, other things, probably with the dog being on there, is probably like, I'm covered in fur.
Yeah, I think my bed would actually be saying, thanks for keeping me clean, because I do wash my bedding once a week.
But not the mattress.
No, I do try to spray it every now and then with Lysol.
Do you have one of those covers?
I do.
The protectors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to, because when I first got that mattress, it was when I first got Wrigley, too. So I wanted to make sure it was protected.
Sure.
And he was just a pup at the time. And so I have a mattress cover. And then when I do wash the mattress cover as well, I'll spray my mattress with Lysol.
Oh, really?
I'm really clean.
Jeez.
I'm seriously like a little bit of a
clean
freak.
Is that good for you?
You know, it says on the bottle that I can do it, and I usually just do that, and I let the fan blow to let it, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you're not breathing it all in.
Yeah, and I'm not just putting the sheets down directly on the wet stuff now. I do that, like, as soon as I strip the bed, so that way.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm really particular about my cleanliness, honestly.
I can tell.
I don't know what happened. I think it's because... Growing up, I don't know, my family was a little lax about some of that stuff sometimes. I mean, they would clean stuff, but it would be like, oh, we'll clean around everything.
Oh, kind of like if you lifted up the lamp, there's just a circle with dust
underneath
it.
Exactly, and I'm like, but what about all this dust? So, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that when vacuuming and stuff like that. And it's like, you kind of have to move the furniture. You can't just leave that nightstand or that table there all the time because it's just dust underneath it.
And you know, it's different. And when you have like a place of your own, so you can take control of it and all. Yeah.
I think my mattress or my bed would say stuff like, can you tell Plinko to stop digging?
Oh, he's a digger.
He's a digger. Ooh. As soon as he, I mean, it does nothing because he's, again, 8 pounds.
Yeah.
8 pounds of fury, as I like to call it. But when he does, like, to get comfortable, he does the whole digging thing.
Uh-huh.
They call it nesting. I don't know if your dog does that. Does he like he scratches and then he does the circle and then plops down with into a curl.
That's adorable.
Yeah, he's a cat, basically.
He is, yeah. Because I was gonna say Wrigley does the circle thing. He hasn't really done the digging since he's been a pup, which I'm happy because he would destroy everything.
Plinko, it's like if you just ruffled some things on the bed, and that's about it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is, my bed is very warm. I do enjoy that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, thinking about it right now, like, not your bed, sorry, that was weird. My bed.
It's comfortable. Yeah, you can borrow it at any time.
But yeah, no, seriously, when it's this cold outside, that's all I want to be doing is just laying in my bed, snuggled up under the blankets, and not leaving my place, but of course we all have these responsibilities.
Yeah, the only downfall I will say of my mattress is that I don't know why whoever designed it, the company that did design it, they needed to put handles on the mattress.
Oh yeah, I think more mattresses should do that.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to move those things around every now and then, especially if you're gonna flip
it too.
Yeah,
it's one of those foam mattresses. So you got it out of a small box and then you let it out of the bag and it had to like air itself up essentially.
Yeah.
But the problem is that works great the first time you buy it. But if you move it, like we moved recently, moving that is the horriblest thing. It took forever. You had nothing to grab onto. I was like, do I fold it? Do I roll it?
Yeah.
Can I re-shrink it? No, doesn't work that way.
That's a pain.
But if your bed could talk, what would it say? You can always comment and send us a message about what your bed would say. But if you love listening to this podcast, we'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast. You can do it wherever you find your podcast, wherever you found this podcast. Check out past episodes as well. And this podcast, the Brunch Time Podcast, brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And now it's time to go back to bed.
Yeah. See you guys. Good night.